Welcome to the sermon podcast of Paley Presbyterian Church.
So I'm actually going to switch things around a little bit. Sheila, why don't you come on up and do your introduction, and then I will invite Tony and Marvin to come and read scripture and pray after you have got to do that. Just kind of give us some history and inspiration and excitement that you have for our partnership with Belize, so we can share that excitement too.
Okay, thanks, Becca. Paley Presbyterian's relationship with Belize started back in probably 2013. It was soon after Pastor Jeff Conway came here that he, and particularly his son Addison, wanted to lead a trip to Belize. And they were very close with an organization in Amarillo, Texas, where they came from, called The Word at Work. The Word at Work is, they're from Texas, but they're probably half American and half Belizeans. And by half and half, I think there are four or five people that this organization, that makes up this organization. But they do an amazing amount of work in the country of Belize. And so our trips as a church started back then when Jeff first came. And I think the very first trip my daughter Ashley went on as a youth, it was mostly a youth trip. And then the next trip my daughter Ashley went again. And then she came back and she said to Dave and I, "Mom and Dad, I want you to come see my happy place, and I'm not going to wait another year for the church to go again, so I'm going to lead a trip, and you guys need to come." So, of course, we went. And I had never been on a mission trip before. I had always wanted to go on one, but I just never made that commitment. Well, I couldn't say no to this opportunity. So I went to Belize, and my heart just stayed there. I can't even do justice to you guys what happens when you go to a place that like this for a purpose. But I can point out several people in the room that could probably also share with you. And Maddie is one of them because she went with us last year. And I don't know if she went a little hesitantly because she hadn't really flown much before and had never been out of the country. But I don't think it was day two when she was planning to come back next time. And another person, Deb Woodcock, who's a little older, my age, the same thing. We had to drag her last year, and she can't wait to go back. So if any of you have ever thought about doing a mission trip, I would encourage you to please come next Sunday morning or reach out to me or Maddie or even Becca and let us know so that we can get information to you and answer questions. But after, I'm not sure how many trips that our church had made, and it's probably about nine by now, back in 2017, we were told by The Word at Work that we needed to stop just making trips to do projects, and we needed to dig our feet in and get to know and develop relationships. So it was really recommended that we find a church partner in Belize that we could work with, and a church named Ebenezer Church in Belize City was suggested to us. So in 2018, our trip, which was actually Brian and Kendra were on that trip, and we went down with the intent to help with building in the church at Ebenezer, and also to get to know, and I don't want to say evaluate, but see if it was a fit for Paoli and Ebenezer to work together, see if they wanted us to be partners, and also if, you know, we felt that we would be able to continue. So it was another great trip, and we decided that, yes, this was where Paley was going to settle in our relationship with Belize. We still can reach out to the whole country through The Word at Work, but now we're forming friendships and bonds with people that are part of that church and trying to help them grow their ministry in their community, just like we're trying to grow in our community. And so Maddie had a prayer partner that she got to know. We all had prayer partners on that trip, and you're still in constant contact. Yeah, so again, Michael's away at college. Oh, okay, so Michael Baker was another one that came with us. And talk to him about if you have any thoughts or are curious. But I have to get to the end so that we can bring up the real reason that we're the real person that we want to hear tonight. We obviously got to know Pastor Marvin and have had him come up here to visit us now. This is his third time to visit us. And the thing that's really great about that is now is you guys, we can all meet. And if we can't go to Belize, we can at least learn about what is happening there and how we as a church can reach out to help our brothers and sisters in Belize City, Belize. One of the trips that Marvin came up here in 2017, or 18, I think, a group of us took him to City Team, which I'm sure you guys know about, have heard about. City Team in Chester is a big ministry partner with our church. And so we wanted to show Marvin some of the outreach that we try to do locally. And we had a tour of City Team. While we were there, there were three or four people that Marvin just felt a really strong nudge from God and from the Holy Spirit that he needed to pray with. And so he would stop us in our tour and say, "Brother, can I pray with you?" And we would all huddle up, and Marvin prayed over this person. And I think part of the prayers were in Spanish so that we didn't even understand them, but God knew what they were. And then part of them were in English. We sat down in a meeting room with the woman that was guiding us through and directing our tour, and she was continuing to explain to us what City Team does and the outreach. And he stopped, and he said, "Sister, I feel that I need to pray for you." So we're thinking, okay. So he prays for her. And I don't remember the prayer, but what I remember is that the Holy Spirit was so strong in that room, and God was there. And whatever Marvin said was, it was as if he knew the needs of this woman and her personal issues, which he obviously didn't. But the way he prayed brought her to tears, and she looked at him and said, "I don't know how you could have known to pray like that." And it was just amazing. He has the gift. He has a lot of gifts, but one of them is a gift of prayer. And so he reaches out in his community, and his church is now starting to reach out to help the homeless in their community. And they go out with plates of food and hand out food, and then Marvin will sit down and talk with the person. And that's all to try to bring them to the knowledge of Jesus and how Jesus can help them with their issues. So it's time for Marvin to come forward. And we also have a special guest, Toni Perrone. You may or may not know, I think Toni usually comes to the 10 o'clock service, but she is very good with a lot of languages. So Marvin is better, more comfortable preaching in Spanish because that's his native tongue, but he is very good at communicating in English. However, we want the Spirit to be able to speak through Marvin, and we don't want him to have to think about the words. So Toni is translating, and she's come all the way from Florida, where she and her husband have been spending part of the winter, to be here to help us. So thank you, Toni.
So the scripture that we asked Marvin to speak from tonight is from the book of Galatians, just a couple of verses that Paul writes as an encouragement to his church there, and I think are a word of encouragement to our church here. He says, "For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Can I say a word of prayer as we begin? Lord, I thank you for my brother Marvin. Thank you for the way that the Holy Spirit speaks to him and through him. Even when the Bible app starts talking to, the Holy Spirit talks. Lord, we thank you for his faithful service to his church in Belize City and for the ways that he shares that faithfulness here. Come, Holy Spirit, give him the words to speak that the hearts gathered here tonight need to hear. And give him that confidence that he speaks in your authority. And give our hearts the ability to hear it in that way, to know that as he is speaking, he's being used by you to speak to our hearts in the words we need. And we pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
He tenido un día muy feliz.
I've had a very happy day.
En cada uno de los servicios que he estado,
in each of the services where I've been,
he sentido la presencia de Dios.
I have felt the presence of God.
La presencia del Espíritu Santo.
The presence of the Holy Spirit.
Y yo creo que en esta tarde,
and I believe that this afternoon,
Dios quiere desafiar a los jóvenes.
God wants to challenge the youth.
Y a los que no somos tan jóvenes que estamos en esta.
And those of us who are not so young in the service
also. So, yo tengo 49 años.
I'm 49 years old.
Pero ella me dijo que yo actúo como joven.
But he said that I, meaning me, she said she, says that I act like a young person. It's true. Youngster. Young youth.
Quizás como jóvenes a veces no nos imaginamos.
I wonder if possibly as youth we do not imagine
el tremendo impacto que estamos haciendo en la vida de otros.
The tremendous impact that we're making in others' lives.
Cuando seguimos a Jesús.
When we follow Jesus.
Algunos de nosotros aquí ya nuestra vida está terminando.
With some of us, our life is almost gone. We're finishing our life. Our life is almost. We're
Algunos older. Nos quedan pocos años de vida.
For some of us, we don't have too many more years of life.
Pero los jóvenes tienen mucho por delante.
But the youth have very much ahead of them.
Tienen toda una vida por delante.
The youth have a whole life against in front of them.
Siento de parte de Dios decirle esto a los jóvenes.
I feel in God's part to say this to the youth.
Hay un trabajo que tú tienes que continuar haciendo.
There is a work that you need to continue to do.
En tu iglesia.
In your church.
En tu denominación.
In your denomination.
Porque los que ya tenemos bastante edad.
Because those of us who are up in years.
Nos guste o no.
Nos guste o no.
Ajá. Uh-huh.
Whether we like it or not.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Algún día no vamos a poder hacerlo.
Someday we may not be able to do that anymore.
Y Dios va a depender de ti como joven.
And God is depending on you as youth.
Dios te va a llamar.
God will call you.
Dios te va a preparar.
God will prepare you.
Dios te va a usar.
God will use you.
Así como nos llamó a nosotros que ya tenemos edad.
And just as God called us who are older.
Dios me llamó a mí a su servicio.
God called me to his service.
Cuando yo tenía 19 años.
When I was 19 years old.
Ya tengo 49 años.
And now I'm 49.
Quiero seguir sirviéndole.
I want to continue serving.
Pero
God.
Yo tengo que entender.
But I need to understand.
Que un día ya no voy a poder.
That someday I will not be able to do this anymore.
Son los que vienen detrás de nosotros.
It's those who come behind us.
Les tenemos que dar la oportunidad.
We have to give them the opportunity.
Y tú como joven.
And you as youth.
Tienes que comprender que Dios tiene los ojos puestos en ti.
Need to understand that God has his eyes on you.
Dios tiene un plan para tu vida.
God has a plan for your life.
El texto que leímos.
The text that we just read
Dios,
from the Bible.
Dios nos llama a una unidad.
God calls us to a unity, to a relationship together.
Para hacer muchas cosas para Dios juntos.
To do many things for God together.
Pero lo primero que Dios llama al ser humano es a tener una relación con él.
But the first thing that God calls people to do is to have, or individual people
muchas
to do,
veces
is to have a relationship with him.
Muchas veces como jóvenes o como, aún como adultos tenemos muchos sueños y proyectos.
Many times those of us, or those who are young, have like many dreams and projects in our minds to do.
Y muchas veces esos sueños y proyectos son dados por Dios.
And many times those projects and dreams are given to you by God.
Y solamente se podrán hacer conociendo a Dios.
And that can only come about, they can come true by knowing God.
Teniendo una relación con Dios.
Having a relationship with God.
Me recuerdo en la ocasión que Dios llamó a Samuel.
I remember when God called Samuel.
La Biblia dice que Dios llamó a Samuel.
The Bible says that God called Samuel.
Tres veces.
Three times.
Pero él no sabía que Dios era el que le hablaba.
But he did not know that it was God who was calling him, who was speaking.
Hasta que el sacerdote le explicó.
Until the priest explained it to him.
Es Dios el que te está hablando.
It is God who's talking to you.
So muchas veces Dios está poniendo sueños en tu corazón.
So many times God is putting dreams in your heart, aspirations in your heart.
A veces has quizás soñado, oh, yo quiero hacer esto para Dios.
Perhaps you've thought of, dreamed, hoped that I would like to do this for God.
Es Dios.
It is God.
So Dios te llama a una relación más cercana con Él.
So God calls you to an even closer relationship with Him.
Y eso es posible a través de la persona de Jesucristo.
And that is possible through the person of Jesus Christ.
So, la Biblia dice que somos hijos de Dios por medio de Jesucristo.
The Bible says that we are children of God through or by Jesus Christ.
Cuando Dios va a usar a una persona para su gloria.
When God is going to use someone for his glory.
El primer requisito que él va a pedir es que tú lo conozcas personalmente.
The first thing that he's going to need from you is that you recognize him as como
tu Señor y tu Salvador.
As your Lord and Savior.
En Belice tenemos una cultura.
In Belize, we have a custom in our culture.
Que muchas personas van a la iglesia.
That many people go to church.
Muchas veces las iglesias los domingos están llenas.
And many times the churches on Sundays are full.
Bastante gente va.
Many, many people go.
Pero al salir.
But at leaving the church.
Sus vidas continúan igual, sin ningún cambio.
Their lives continue the same without any change.
Porque se encuentran con una iglesia.
Because they find themselves in a church.
Pero no se encuentran con Dios.
But they don't find themselves with God.
El encuentro con Dios es una experiencia personal.
The encounter with God is a personal relationship.
La Biblia dice que cuando eso pasa.
The Bible says that when that happens.
El Espíritu Santo te bautiza en el cuerpo de Cristo.
The Holy Spirit baptizes you in the body of Jesus Christ.
Una cosa hemos entendido nosotros.
Something we understand.
Que las personas no pueden cambiar solo con sus propios esfuerzos.
That people cannot change just with their own strength.
Necesitan la ayuda del Espíritu Santo.
They need the help of the Holy Spirit.
Y es el Espíritu Santo que te da esa evidencia de que eres hijo o hija de Dios.
And it is the Holy Spirit that gives you the evidence, the knowledge that you are a daughter or son of God.
So lo primero que hace Jesucristo me une a Dios el Padre.
The first thing that Jesus does for me, for us, is that he brings us into a relationship with God the Father, in unity with God the Father.
Hace 2 años llegó una joven a nuestra congregación.
2 years ago, a young woman came to our congregation.
16 años.
16-year-old.
Ella creció sin su papá.
She grew up without a dad or without her dad.
Su mamá trabajaba de prostitución.
Her mother's work was that of a woman of the evening. Night.
Okay. creció en un ambiente bastante de mucho dolor.
She grew up in an environment of much pain.
No tuvo el amor de su papá.
She did not have the love of her father.
No tuvo el cuidado de su mamá.
She did not have the care of her mother.
Algunas veces ella llegaba tarde con sus amigas, quedaba fuera de la casa.
Many times her mother had been out with her friends and she'd come home very late.
Y a veces dejaba a la niña fuera de la casa.
And she would leave, sometimes she would even leave her daughter outside the home.
Ella tenía que ir a buscar a otra amiga para dormir.
This 16-year-old needed to go find a friend to go sleep at her friend's house.
So su corazón estaba muy dolido.
So her heart was in much pain.
Ella sentía que no valía.
She felt she had no value.
Ella sentía que no podía hacer nada.
She felt that she couldn't do anything.
Que nunca podría hacer algo para Dios.
That she could never be anything, more so to do anything for God.
Un día llegó a la iglesia.
One day she came to her church.
Y rindió su vida a Jesús.
And she surrendered her life to Jesus.
Y yo me recuerdo verla llorar en una de las bancas.
And I remember her crying in one of the pews.
Una de las mujeres de la iglesia fue y la abrazó.
One of the women from church came and gave her a hug.
Y lloraba.
And the youth cried and cried.
Dios estaba sanando su corazón.
God was healing her heart.
Esa jovencita ahora,
this young lady now,
es una de las jóvenes más felices que yo conozco.
Is one of the happiest young women that he knows.
Yeah.
Yes.
Su vida cambió totalmente.
Her life changed completely, totally.
No cambió porque fue a la iglesia.
She did not change because she went to church.
Ella cambió porque encontró a Jesucristo.
She changed because she encountered, came to a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Jesús quitó su dolor.
Jesus took away her pain.
Y ella encontró en Dios.
And she found in God.
El padre que no tuvo.
The father that she never had. That she did not live with.
Encontró en Dios.
She found God.
Amor.
She found in God love.
Paz.
Peace.
Propósito para su vida.
A purpose for her life.
Sigue, su papá aún no está en su vida.
Even though her father is still not in her life. Her
después,
earthly father.
Después su mamá la dejó.
Then her mother even left her.
Dejó Belice sin avisarle a ella.
She just left without telling her daughter that she was leaving.
Pero ahora ella tenía una relación con Jesús.
But the youth, the young lady now had a relationship with Jesus.
Sí le dolió.
Of course, it hurt.
Pero tenía a Jesús a su lado.
It hurt that her parents had left her.
Ella
but
llegó
she
a casa,
had Jesus by her side.
Llegó a nuestra casa.
She came to our house.
Lloramos con ella.
We cried with her.
Y ella tomó fuerzas.
And she became stronger.
Y sigue siendo una joven.
And she continues being a young woman.
Ahora está cantando en el coro de la iglesia.
Now she sings with the church's worship
ella
band
tiene,
or chorus.
Ella tiene cientos de razones para vivir preocupada y afligida.
She has hundreds of reasons to live worried and afflicted.
Pero en Jesús ella ha encontrado algo.
But in Jesus she found something.
Creo que algunos ya conocen, hablo de Crisel.
Some of you might already know who this person is. Her name is Crisel. Some of you who've been there, yeah.
Su vida es un milagro.
Her life is a miracle.
De lo que Jesús hace.
Of what Jesus does.
Cuando uno entrega su vida a Jesús.
When somebody gives his or her life to Jesus.
So, Jesús nos lleva a Dios.
Jesus takes us to the Father, to God.
Muchas veces cuando tenemos una vida de iglesia.
Many times when we have a church life.
Se vuelve un poco aburrido.
Sometimes we start feeling a little bored.
Cuando la vida de iglesia te empieza a aburrir.
When church life begins to make you bored.
Necesitas ir a buscar a Papá Dios otra vez.
It's time to go seek God the Father again.
No veo razón para tener una vida aburrida.
There's no reason to have a boring life.
O preocupada.
or a worried life.
No sabes que tienes a un padre que te ama tanto.
Because you know you have a father who loves you so very much.
Que está dispuesto a sanar tus heridas.
That he is there to heal your hurts.
Y a usarte.
To heal your wounds and to use you.
A pesar de tu pasado.
In spite of your past.
Crisel ahora.
Crisel, the young lady now.
Es una jovencita que busca a los otros jóvenes.
She looks for other youth.
Porque ella sabe por dónde ha pasado.
Because she knows what she's been through.
Para ella es fácil orar por otro joven.
For her it's very easy to pray for another youth.
A veces yo me siento un poco apenado.
Sometimes I'm a little hurt. I feel a pain for someone, for something.
I feel sorry for me.
I feel a little sorry for myself. Yes, gracias.
Porque a veces pienso yo debía de enseñarle cómo orar.
Because I should teach them how to pray.
Yo no hice nada mucho de eso en ella.
I didn't do much of that for her.
Pero cuando la oigo orar,
but when I hear her pray,
oigo una relación con Dios que ella tiene.
I hear that relationship that she has with God.
Eso es lo que hace Jesús en nuestras vidas.
That's what Jesus does to us in our lives.
Nos acerca a Dios.
When we're close to God.
Y Dios es quien nos da propósito.
And God is who gives us purpose.
Yo puedo contarle de otros jóvenes.
I can tell you of other youth.
Que igual han llegado a la iglesia.
That also have come to the church.
Yo le quiero decir a los jóvenes acá, ustedes son dichosos.
I want to say to you, youth here, you are blessed.
A los que están acá y a los que no han venido.
And those who haven't been, who are not here, who haven't come tonight.
Que tienen un papá o una mamá que te dice, vamos a la iglesia.
Those of you who have a mother and father who says, let's go to church.
Muchos de esos jóvenes tuvieron que escaparse de las casas de sus padres para ir a la iglesia.
Many of the youth in Belize at the church where he is had to run away from their parents' house, sort of sneak out of the house to come to church.
Porque en casa no había paz.
Because there was no peace in their houses.
Pleito, licor.
Liquor. Pleito?
Yeah, fight.
Oh, lots of fighting.
Problemas familiares.
Family problems.
Y encontraron en Jesús.
And they found in Jesus.
La paz que ellos necesitaban.
The peace that they needed.
Y el propósito que ellos necesitaban.
And the purpose that they needed.
Eso si tú los ves sonreír ahora.
You see them all laughing and smiling now.
Jugar, divertirse.
Playing, having fun.
No es porque no tienen problemas.
It's not because they don't have any problems.
Es porque en Jesús.
It's because in Jesus.
Ellos han encontrado la paz.
They have found peace.
Han encontrado el propósito para sus vidas.
They have found purpose for their lives.
Muchos de estos jóvenes.
Many of those youth.
Ahora salen con nosotros a repartir un plato de comida.
Now come out with us to share a meal.
Ellos me dicen, pastor, yo puedo ir.
They'll say to Pastor Marvin, may I come too? Because they go visit people, as Sheila mentioned, to share a meal with others in the community.
Y van.
And they go.
Sienten que su vida tiene propósito.
Their lives have purpose. They feel their lives have purpose.
A veces salimos a reparar alguna casa por ahí.
Sometimes we go to repair or maintain houses in that area.
Ellos van.
They go. The youth come also.
Han encontrado en Jesús eso.
They have found that in Jesus.
So, Jesús nos ayuda a encontrar nuestro propósito en la vida.
God helps us to find our purpose in life.
Él me ayudó a mí a encontrar mi propósito en la vida.
He helped me to find purpose in my life.
Yo tenía muchos planes.
I had many plans.
Cuando yo estaba joven tenía muchos planes.
When I was a youth, I had many, many plans.
Yo estaba en una isla.
I was in an island.
Ni había un lugar turístico.
It was a tourist attraction.
Tenía mi terreno.
I had my area.
Tenía mi casita.
I had my house.
Y yo quería en el futuro tener como un hotel.
And in the future, my idea was to have a hotel, to own a hotel.
Yo sabía que lo podría lograr.
I know that I could do that. No problem.
Quería tener una galería de arte.
I wanted to have an art gallery.
Así que yo tenía mis propios planes.
So I had my own plans.
Pero empecé a acercarme más al corazón de Dios.
But I started to get closer to the heart of God.
Y él tenía un mejor plan para mi vida.
And he had a better plan for my life.
Nunca pensé que yo podía ser un pastor o un predicador.
I never thought that I could have been a pastor or a preacher.
Pero era ese el plan para mi vida.
But that was the plan for my life.
Soy feliz con lo que estoy haciendo.
I'm very happy with what I'm doing.
No tengo el hotel.
I don't have the hotel.
No lo necesito.
I don't need it.
No tengo una galería.
I don't have an art gallery.
No la necesito.
I don't need it.
Solo necesito saber dónde quiere que Dios yo esté.
All I need to know is where God wants me to be.
Y qué Dios quiere que yo haga en mi vida.
And what God wants me to do with my life.
Es un poco desafiante esto.
This is a little challenging.
Porque a veces como jóvenes empezamos a pensar.
Because as youth we start thinking.
Este es mi plan.
This is my plan.
Este es mi sueño.
This is my dream.
Yo quiero graduarme de esto, de aquello.
I want to graduate from here and from there.
Y parece como que Dios viene y quiere destruir tus sueños.
And sometimes we may think that maybe God wants to destroy all my dreams.
Y eso se siente un poco duro.
And that may seem a little difficult, hard to accept.
No, pero Dios te puede usar ahí donde te tiene.
But God can use you there where he has you. God can use you there.
Ahí en el colegio.
There in the college.
Ahí
a college,
en la
university.
En la comunidad.
In that community.
Trisel, la joven de quien les cuento, está haciendo eso.
Trisel, the young lady, the youth of whom I told you, is doing that now.
Ella siempre viene a mí y me dice, Pastor, tengo una pregunta.
She always says, she comes to me and says, Pastor, I have a question.
Hay una jovencita así, tiene este problema, tiene ese problema. ¿Qué le digo?
There's this young girl, she has this problem and that problem and that. What should I tell her?
Entonces yo le digo qué puede hacer.
And so I tell her what to do.
Ella va, habla con ellas.
She goes, she speaks with the girls.
Ora con ellas.
She cries with them, she prays with them.
Y les habla de Jesús.
She speaks to them of Jesus.
Yo creo que Dios nos puede usar en el lugar donde estamos.
I believe that God can use us in the place where we are.
Lo que tenemos en Jesús.
Because we have Jesus.
Todo lo que tenemos de Jesús.
Everything that we have of Jesus.
Muchos no lo tienen.
Many do not have this.
La paz que tú tienes.
The peace that you have.
El gozo que tú tienes.
The joy that you have.
El amor que tú tienes.
The love that you have.
Muchos no lo tienen.
Many do not have this.
Muchos no saben a dónde ir.
Many do not know where to go.
Pero tú y yo lo tenemos.
But you and I, we already have this.
Y podemos compartirlo con ellos.
And we can share it with them.
No tengo que ser un predicador que conozca toda la Biblia.
I don't need to be a preacher that knows the entire Bible, all details.
Solo decirle a ellos lo que Jesús es para mí.
Just tell them who Jesus is for me.
Yo les quiero desafiar en esta tarde.
I want to challenge you this afternoon.
Tu juventud.
Your youth.
Puede ser invertida.
Can be turned into.
En otras vidas. Puede ser invertida en otras vidas.
Can be shared with other lives.
Yo siempre pensé.
I always thought.
Y me pregunté.
And I asked myself.
¿Por qué no conocí a Jesús antes?
Why didn't I know Jesus earlier in my life?
Lo conocí a los 18 años.
I didn't know him until I was 18 years old.
¿Por qué no empecé a decirle a otros de Jesús antes?
Why didn't I start to tell other people about Jesus earlier than that?
So me queda poco tiempo.
So I don't have much time. I already, in terms of his
Pero
age.
El poco tiempo que me quede.
There's not that much more time that's left for me.
Quiero invertirlo en eso.
I want to change this, como invertir.
Invertirlo.
To, I guess giving it, passing it on to you.
Invertirlo en darle a las personas.
In giving it to people, this task, this work.
Decirles sobre el amor de Cristo a los demás.
To tell others of the love of Jesus.
Yo creo que cuando lleguemos al cielo,
I believe that when we reach heaven,
muchos van a correr a ti y a mí.
Many will run to you and to me.
Para darte gracias.
To say thank you.
Al menos eso es lo que yo deseo.
This is what I desire.
Esta es la alegría que yo quiero tener en el cielo.
This is the joy that I want to have in heaven.
Que mi vida como cristiano en esta tierra.
That my life as a Christian in this earth.
Haya tocado la vida de alguien.
Has touched someone's life.
Que alguien pueda decirme.
That someone can say to me.
Don Marvin. Mr. Marvin.
Mr. Marvin.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Por contarme algo de Jesús.
For telling me something of Jesus.
Gracias por regalarme un par de zapatos.
Thank you for the gift of this pair of shoes.
Y me dijiste, Jesús te ama.
And along with that, you said to me, Jesus loves you.
Gracias que por un plato de comida.
Thank you for that meal.
Y yo pude llegar a ese lugar donde compartían la comida con mis hijos.
Where I could come to the point, to the place of being able to share the meal with my children.
Y alguien vino y me habló de Jesús.
And someone came with that meal and told me of Jesus.
So, hay muchas cosas que podemos hacer.
So there are many things that we can do.
Cuando se lo damos a Jesús.
When we give it to Jesus, when we put it in Jesus' hands.
Él va a hacer milagros con ello.
He will do miracles with them.
¿Qué es lo primero que tengo que entregarle a él?
This is the first thing I need.
¿Cuál es lo primero que tengo?
What is the first thing that I need to give to him?
Es nuestra vida.
It's our lives.
Nuestros talentos.
Our talents.
Nuestro tiempo.
Our time.
Nuestra disposición.
Our availability.
Dios la va a usar.
God will use it.
Yo admiro a hermano David y a hermana Sheila.
I admire brother David and brother Sheila.
Ellos son los que más conozco.
They're the ones whom I know best here.
Tienen un corazón por servir.
They have a real heart for serving.
No estoy diciendo que los demás, creo que ustedes son una iglesia que les gusta servir.
So I don't know about others, but I believe I can tell you are a church that likes to serve.
Pero creo
to
que
serve.
Sheila y David representan a muchos de ustedes.
So I think that brother Dave and sister Sheila represent many of you. As many of you are.
Dejan
way.
De atender su negocio.
They put aside attending to their shop.
Para atender las cosas de Dios.
To give attention to the works of God.
No todos hacen esos.
Not too many people do that.
Pero Dios quiere que a veces sacrifiquemos.
But God wants us sometimes to sacrifice.
Porque Él así se sacrificó por nosotros.
Because he also sacrificed himself for us.
So, sé que este es un mensaje sacado de aquí, de acá en esta tarde.
I know that this is the message that has come from me now for you this afternoon.
Porque aquí hay jóvenes que Dios quiere usar poderosamente.
Because there are youth here that God wants to use mightily.
Dios quiere revelarse más a tu vida.
God wants to reveal himself in a greater way in your life.
Y a algunos.
And some.
Va a cambiarles sus planes.
And some are going to change their plans.
Algunos van a venir con papá y mamá y van a decir, tenía este sueño, pero quiero agarrar esto mejor.
Some might go to their parents and say, I had this aspiration or the dream to do something, but now I want to do something else.
He estado orando.
I've been praying.
Y quiero empezar a hacer esto.
And I want to start.
So este es un consejo para los padres.
So this is a suggestion for the parents or counsel for the parents.
No te espantes por eso.
Don't be surprised. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be shocked.
Tus hijos son hijos de Dios.
Your children are children of God.
Y él puede decidir con ellos lo que él quiere.
And God can decide with them what God wants.
Yo tengo tres hijos.
I have three children.
Yo tengo mis propios sueños y planes para ellos.
I have my own dreams and plans for them.
Pero yo he aprendido.
But I have learned.
Que Dios me los prestó.
That God only lent them to me.
Yo tengo mis sueños.
I have my dreams.
Pero yo quiero los de él para mis hijos.
But I want God's plans for my children.
Y si sus planes de Dios es que ellos hagan esto o esto para él.
And if God's plan for them is that he do this and that for him.
Yo solo los dejaré ir.
I'll just let them go. Give them.
So, Dios va a desafiar a algunos jóvenes en esta congregación.
So God is going to challenge some of the youth in this congregation.
Dios va a empezar a traer jóvenes con un deseo más de buscar la presencia de Dios.
God is going to bring youth with a greater desire for the presence of God.
Y Dios va a empezar a traer algunos cambios.
And God is going to begin to do some changes. To bring some changes
en sus propios planes.
In their own plans.
Los veo un poco asustados.
I see you a little scared. I see you a little.
So yo quiero orar por los jóvenes.
So I want to pray for the youth.
Hay un futuro precioso.
There is a precious future.
Para los jóvenes de esta congregación.
For the youth of this congregation.
Señor, te doy gracias en esta tarde.
Our Lord, I give you thanks for this afternoon.
Gracias por la vida de cada joven, Señor.
Thank you for the life of each youth.
Que ha abierto su espíritu.
That has opened his spirit.
Su corazón.
Is it her heart?
A lo que tú estás hablando.
To that of which you are speaking to them.
Señor.
Lord.
Que cuando ellos se acerquen a ti.
That as they come nearer to you.
Ellos puedan oír de ti, Señor.
They may hear of you, Lord.
Tus planes.
Your plans.
Tus propósitos.
Your purposes.
Porque tus planes.
Because your plans.
Y tus propósitos.
And your purposes.
Son mejores.
Are the better ones.
Señor.
Lord.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Por lo que ya estás haciendo.
For what you are already doing.
En la vida, Señor.
In the lives.
De muchos jóvenes.
Of many of the youth.
Gracias por los padres.
Thank you for their parents.
Señor, que están entendiendo el corazón tuyo.
Those parents who are understanding your heart.
Que están entendiendo que tú puedes llamar.
That they are understanding that you are, that you can call.
Y que no podemos estar deteniendo eso.
And we cannot hold that back.
Te damos gracias.
That we give thanks.
Porque nos permite servirte.
Because you allow us
porque
to serve you.
Porque nos permite, Señor, compartir de ti.
Because you allow us, you help us to share of you.
Oro, Señor, que llenes de tu Espíritu Santo.
Now, Lord, that you would fill with the Holy Spirit.
La juventud.
The youth.
De esta congregación.
Of this congregation.
Que ellos encuentren en ti.
That they may find that in you.
El propósito.
The purpose.
La dirección.
The direction.
Para sus vidas.
For their lives.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amén.
Amén.